Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter,
Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise. Thank you for starting off with us with music by the Hosanna Worship Singers, worship leaders Darlene Check and the song Shout to the Lord, and Don Moen, Blessed Be the Name of the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence today in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world because of his death on the cross of Calvary. Almighty God, I thank you for your love for me and for the world. Jesus himself said that you love the world so much that you gave your only begotten Son, so that anybody who believes on him might not perish, but might have eternal life. That's the power of salvation, Father. That's the greatness of your grace. That's the enormity of your love. Father, thank you for loving us so much that you gave your own Son, who came to this earth, the image of your very person, Father, to live among us, to teach us, to tell us how much you love us, and then to pay the price that we could not pay, Father, for all of our sins, past, present, and future. Father, thank you for your great love. Blessed be the name of the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I want to thank you also for your rest that you give to us. In these very tense days in this world, so much going on around us, Lord, those of us that are believers, those of us that call you Father, Abba Father, we have a peace in our heart that the world cannot understand. We can face whatever the world throws at us, Lord, because we know you live within our hearts. And we can rest in that assurance that you love us, that you're in control of all things, and that you will take us through to the other side to be with you forever. Father, I thank you for those that are listening today, and I pray that everyone who is listening today might know you as their personal Lord and Savior, might have made that commitment and stepped forward in that trust and belief, trusting in you alone, not in our own efforts, not in our good things that we might do. As far as salvation is concerned, Lord, they are as filthy rags. The Bible says that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. So thank you, Lord, for shedding your blood for us, so that we may stand in the presence of God today with the assurance that our sins are forgiven, the debt has been paid, and we are clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Father, I hope that you'll take pleasure in our praise today. We want to worship you. We want to adore you. We want to say thank you, Father, for all that you've done for us. We are vessels, Lord, for your use. Clean us, break us, mold us, mend us, and use us, Lord, for your honor and your glory. Thank you. And now Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like the chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. I'm Dave Kersey, your host here on A Call to Worship and Praise. We just heard from Larnell Harris and the song, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Coming up later in our broadcast today, we're going to be talking about restful joy. Boy, that sounds nice, doesn't it? But God has engineered a lifestyle pinned on a keen sense of His provision and faithfulness. He does not want us to be people of continual worry or work, unable to recognize His peaceful and joyful presence in our midst. This relaxed, composed life that should mark the Christian comes only through faith. And that faith can only come through the growing conviction that God cares enough to take care of us. God's rest, which continually refreshes our joy and stamina, is the knowledge God does have it all figured out, even when we obviously don't. So we need to start every project, begin every day, tackle every challenge, with the assurance that God is the prime mover. God Himself will see us through. And when we rest in the Lord, then we will make great spiritual progress. We're going to talk later about that restful joy that we have in the Lord. I want to thank you for your letters and your financial help of this radio ministry. You know, your gifts to us keep us on the air. And your gift to me really encourages me, and I want to say thank you for that. And if you're listening to a radio station now that carries Call to Worship, I'd like you to contact that radio station and thank them for carrying Call to Worship. And if this is a listener-supported Christ Center ministry, I'm sure they would love to hear from you too. I can't give you the address for all the stations that carry the program, but I can give you my address. And it's Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And reminding you that when you support Call to Worship with your financial gift, we'll send out to you a wonderful daily devotional called The Word for You Today. And it comes out four times a year. Every 3 months, you get a new devotional for a devotional that covers those 3 months. So if you send us a gift here at Call to Worship, we're going to send that to you as our thank you for your support. Once again, that address, Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And a reminder, you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. On that website, we run the program for those of you that don't have Call to Worship available in your area. We also publish the playlist for each week's broadcast, listing the names of the songs, the artists, the album information that it comes from. And there's other things, too. So check us out at calltoworship.us. Or mail your gift to Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Well, in the background, we've been listening to the Praise Strings. We're going to pick up their song now, and Lord, be glorified.
Be glorified. Be glorified. glorious thought, my sin not
And now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley, A Touch of His Joy, Meditations on God's Abiding Joy, published by Zondervan Corporation. In the first verse of Psalm 62, it says, "My soul finds rest in God alone." Today I want to talk a little bit about rest. St. Augustine was the first who noticed something different in the Bible's description of the seventh day of creation. The first 6 days, Augustine observed, were marked by the defining words, "There was evening and there was morning." The seventh day lacked that descriptive phrase. The distinction is clarified in the fourth chapter of Hebrews. The seventh day was the day when God rested from His works, enjoying the splendor of His creative masterpiece. The respite is more than just symbolic for the believer. There is dramatic spiritual significance. Hebrews 4, verses 9 through 10 says, "There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did from his." God has engineered a lifestyle pinned on a keen sense of His provision and faithfulness. He does not want us to be people of continual worry and work, unable to recognize His peaceful and joyful presence in our midst. The Sabbath rest is an everyday preoccupation with the sufficiency of Christ. F.B. Meyer explained this when he wrote, "We must remember to maintain within our hearts the spirit of Sabbath calm and peace. Not fussy, not anxious, not fretful nor impetuous, refraining our feet from our own paths, our hand from our own devices, refusing to make our own joy and do our own works. It is only when we are fully resolved to act thus, allowing God to originate His own plans and to work in us for their accomplishment, that we enter into rest." This relaxed, composed life that should mark the Christian comes only through faith. And that faith can only come through a growing conviction that God cares enough to take care of us. We have to work, think, plan, and pray, and practice all the other disciplines the Bible clearly endorses. And yet, behind all of our preparation is the wonderful awareness of God's adequacy. All our striving would be losing if God did not come through on our behalf. But God's rest, which continually refreshes our joy and stamina, is the knowledge that God does have it all figured out, even when we obviously don't. We cannot forecast the future. We cannot tell where the next week or month will take us. Even our best efforts can be nullified by events beyond our sphere of influence. But nothing is beyond the scope of God's providence. When we commit our works and thoughts to Him, He will orchestrate their results for our good. Resting from the futility of complete dependence on our self-effort is hard work. But we must make every effort to enter that rest, refusing to be snared by the relentless unease and anxiety that infects our culture, placing serene confidence in God's love and power. Start every project, begin every day, tackle every challenge with the assurance that God is the prime mover. God Himself will see us through. When we rest in the Lord, we make great spiritual progress. Heavenly Father, I come today to rest in Your love for me. I relax in Your providential provision and protection. And I know that You have created me for Your own good pleasure, and that my times are in Your hands. I want to cease fretting and fussing, and recognize that my complaints betray Your goodness to me. You are my complete sufficiency. And so, Father, like the man in Psalm 1, I don't want to walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of the mockers. But my delight, Father, is in You and in Your law. And I want to meditate on it day and night. I want to be like that tree planted by a stream, and I want to yield my fruit in season. Your fruit, Lord, the fruit of the Spirit. I know You watch over me, Lord. And I know there will come a time, Lord, when I will enter into your rest forever. Thank you, Father, for working through me and taking my feeble efforts and making them successful in glorifying you.
I will delight in the law of the Lord. I will meditate day and night. Then like a tree firmly planted, I'll be grounded in your word. I will delight in the law of the Lord. I will meditate day and night. Then like a tree firmly planted, I'll be grounded in your word.
Blessed is the one who follows the way of the Lord. Blessed is the one.
I will delight in the law of the Lord. I will meditate day and night. Then like a tree firmly planted, I'll be grounded in your word.
Blessed is the one who follows the way of the Lord. Blessed is the
I will delight in the law of the Lord. I will meditate day and night. Then like a tree firmly planted, I'll be grounded in your word.
Blessed is the one who follows the way of the Lord. Blessed is the one. Blessed is the one who follows the way of the Lord. Blessed is the
Oh, what a wonderful song by Fernando Ortega, the song I Will Delight, taken right out of Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is the man who lives his life according to the Word of God. I'm Dave Kersey, and I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. And thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this radio ministry. And by the way, when you give to the Call to Worship ministry, we send out to you every 3 months a wonderful booklet called The Word for You Today. And it's my gift to you when you support this ministry financially. So you can write to me here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And remember, you can find that address and a lot of other good information on our website at www.call2worship.com. calltoworship.us. And now let's wind up our Call to Worship program today with the voice of Christine Wortson and her songs Day by Day, It Will Be Worth It All, and Finally Home. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week with a call to worship and praise.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here, trusting in my Father's wise bestowment. There's no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he sees best. And lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Sometimes that day seems long, our trials hard to bear. We're tempted to complain, to murmur and despair. But Christ will soon appear to catch his bride away. All just think of stepping on shore and finding it heaven, of touching a hand.